mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2005. And we're going to be getting into the latest movements in the expansion of the Pan-American Union, the Union of American States, via CAFTA. Just one more step towards the Pan-American Union. Also, just huge new developments in the London bombings of 2.5 weeks ago and of last week, as well as the shooting of the innocent Brazilian man, the 27-year-old electrician. They're now saying had 8 bullets pumped into him, 7 into his head, and 1 into his chest. And it was done execution style. Why? Well, I will say he looks like a young military man. Doesn't look like much of an electrician to me. You know, the globalists like to contract out of Latin America, where a lot of their spooks and kooks. Maybe this poor young fella knew a little bit more than he was supposed to know, or maybe special branch police, plainclothes, now connected to the military, just chased him down and sat on him and executed him. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that for a minute? So we'll be going over that. And more fear-mongering by Drudge and the New York Post, of course, Rupert Murdoch's publication. Bin Laden had planned to sell poison cocaine to Americans in 02. And of course, that's just ridiculous. I mean, the minute it got delivered, the minute it got broken up and tested, drug dealers would test it and die, and maybe a few dozen people might get sick. The globalists would never, never allow that to happen. They control the drug trade. The vast majority of narcotics coming into this country, it's just like the psychotropics that are pushed on our children, you know, by Big Pharma. They own it. They run it. So just more theater. Remember, whenever you hear Osama bin Laden, you mean CIA, Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden tried to buy a massive amount of cocaine, spike it with poison, and sell it in the United States, hoping to kill thousands of Americans 1 year after the 9-1-1 attacks. The New York Post reported on Tuesday the evil plot failed when the Colombia drug lords bin Laden approached decided it would be bad for their business, possibly for their own health. We'll tell you more about that later. Pentagon blocks release of Abu Ghraib images. And 2 years ago, the Senate saw thousands of photos and hundreds of videos. And it was of even far worse stuff than beating people to death and you know, letting dogs bite them. It was raping. It was Jeffrey Dahmer type conservatism. It was Joseph Mengele type stuff, and now the Pentagon says, no, we're not going to show you that. Rush Limbaugh says they're just blowing off steam. Oh, by the way, we mentioned this yesterday, but I haven't covered it enough out of the Cambridge News. I was in the tube bomb carriage and survived, and the survivor talks about how there was an explosion up the bottom of the train, and the metal was pointed up. And the policeman pointed it out to him. So we'll spend a little bit more time on that. By the way, we're trying to get this gentleman on. And a tube bomber prepares to strike. A new photo released. Why, there's their proof. It's a dark-skinned person standing on a train. Inclusive. It's the bomber. You read deeper in the article, it says suspect. Suspect. There's just so much coming up, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 26th day. The 26th day of July 2005 on this live Tuesday edition. Paul Watson will give us about a 20-minute update coming up at the bottom of the hour on not just the London bombing of 2.5 weeks ago or the dud attacks of last Thursday, but also on the young Brazilian man who was executed by special services and by some of the special police, and this whole thing stinks to high heaven. But let's just plunge into the other issues right now. In fact, a few news articles that I've seen over the last few days that we've mentioned but we haven't spent enough time on are former Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson is pimping for implanted microchips. Oh yes, my friends. And he has now announced that he is going to be taking implantable microchip and promoting it in speeches around the country. Thompson reportedly plans to promote subdermal biochips by having one planted in his arm, traveling around the country, telling school children and college students how wonderful it is. So we have just all of these... all these big wigs out there getting their chips. You know, the Mexican Attorney General got his chip over a year ago. And if you want to work in his office in the secure area, he ordered hundreds of his employees to take the chip. But hey, we're not making you. You don't have to have a job here. And by the way, folks, that's slavery. That is coerced. That is forced. I mean, so either you do this, either you take this chip or you're fired. I mean, that's slavery. They're making you take the chip or they're going to take your livelihood. That's how globalists, that's how imperial controllers throughout history have controlled their slaves, is you do what we say or we won't give you the food. Well, it's the same thing saying you take the chip or you don't have your job. Your career is over. And we're all going to face this. We're all now going to have the thumb scan and face scan to get driver's license. And the next will be the chip. I mean, it's here, folks. It's here, and it's happening. Here's another one. This came out yesterday. GM crops created superweed, say scientists. So genetically modified crops have created superweeds. And this is just the latest study, the latest development. I remember 8 years ago reading about superweeds and oak trees growing corn out of the sides of their branches, and then the trees dying. And you have to understand that 90%+ of the DNA, scientists thought it was junk, and only about 4% was, quote, active. And then, boy, if we manipulate that 4%, we can control things. What they found is you change one gene, it then makes thousands of changes in the other 96%, and then it doesn't lock, especially with plants, the DNA into only that species. It allows it then to start jumping into other plant species, and then, yes, even into animal species. And it creates all sorts of new viruses and new mutations in bacteria and new mutations in plankton. And I mean, we've had top DNA experts, the fathers of whole areas of DNA, research and DNA protein sequencing. And they'll tell you, I mean, this is insane. This could kill everyone on Earth. Modified rap crosses with wild plant to create tough pesticide-resistant strain. Modified genes from crops in a GM crop trial have transferred into local wild plants, creating a form of herbicide-resistant superweed, the Guardian can reveal. The crop's fertilization between GM oilseed and Brassica and a distantly related plant, Charlock, have been connected as virtually impossible by scientists with the Environment Department. It was found during a follow-up to the government's three-year trials of GM crops, which ended 2 years ago. And by the way, they don't even allow trials here in the U.S. Just everything is automatically authorized. Again, you want to put spider genes in goats, and their udders are spinnerets. You want to put cockroach genes in corn or tomatoes, salmon genes in pigs, human genes in pigs, 14 different, bug genes in a pig. I mean, you name it, they're doing it, folks. You want to grow human embryos in a cow? Do it. You want to grow human embryos in rats? Do it. You want to put human genes into a chimpanzee and make it 90% human, but then it doesn't have its rights because it's still 10% chimpanzee. That's going on down in Central America. I mean, this is what's happening in Costa Rica. The new form of Charlotte was growing among many others in a field which had been used to grow GM rap, which scientists treated it with lethal herbicide. It showed no effects on it. And so it's jumped into several other plant species that are distantly related. And it's a long 7-page article, folks. I mean, what am I supposed to say here? This is nothing. Again, we had that top scientist on from the UK. He was one of the top government experts and also, again, the father of many different forms of DNA sequencing and genetic engineering. A few months ago, big articles in the Telegraph and the Independent, because, 6 years ago he was attacked for his findings. He was pro-GM, by the way, genetically modified organisms and, multi-species organisms and, chimeras. And then he found that just manipulating one gene in a potato so the potato would grow faster and last longer that manipulating one gene in the potato, just one simple gene, forget, you know, shooting a whole bunch of DNA in from, say, a salamander into a corn stalk, you know, into corn. They found that just by doing that, changing that one little aspect of a gene, that they fed it to rats, newborn rats, and that the rats, their stomachs would grow faster, their brain would be smaller, they would live about a third as long, many of them outright died, they had weird blood count problems, they were mutated. It actually normally a mutation, almost always a mutation comes, you know, in the genetic code. It comes, you know, during its embryonic formation, and then you're born with the defects, whether you're a field mouse or a Homo sapiens sapien, or a canine, a familiaris. But not anymore. Oh, no, we get downright mutations during growth. How wonderful. And by the way, these potatoes are on U.S. store shelves. Most potatoes are now GM, and they're everywhere, and you're just enjoying them, gobbling them with pleasure. And again, don't listen to me, folks. Just keep eating it. And Bush is a Christian, and 9/11 was carried out by Al-Qaeda. And fluoride is good for you, so drink that tap water, and so is mercury in the vaccines. And just don't listen to us, folks. I mean, Tommy Thompson just left Lord Bush's administration. He's out taking the chip, out promoting it to your school children. I mean, that's normal. To have, you know, former cabinet members out promoting to take the chip. And things aren't weird. Things aren't strange right now. I mean, it's not weird to have Sean Hannity constantly saying everybody needs a microchip. I mean, if you don't take a chip, you're with Al-Qaeda. And I suggest you eat pigs that have human genes in them. I'm sure it's delicious. Doesn't matter if the top scientists are saying it could give rise to a deadly supervirus and kill all of us. Just don't worry about it. Give all your rights up. Again, you know, we're a radical show. A lady called in a few months ago, and she talked about how, you know, she's pretty conservative, but her mother called her a hippie because she buys grain-fed, grass-fed beef. And just think about it. I mean, that really illustrates it all, how weird we are, how bizarre we are, how extreme we are, how kooky we are, how out of control we are. Because, I mean, I know others that have been made fun of for this. Imagine, a cow is supposed to eat grass. They're not designed to eat meat, that's why they have three stomachs. And imagine thinking that it's bad to feed cows meat, much less their own species, feeding cows, and then, of course, it's downer cows, diseased cows, cows that are being fed rotten meat. They have rendering plants where they throw different pig parts, chicken parts, other poultry parts, cow parts into these big soups and render them down into blocks, and then that's ground up and put into different types of range cubes and blood meal. And, and imagine it causes problems and makes us sick. But, again, we're just weirdos, folks. We think you should feed a cow grass. We are evil, folks. We think, here on this broadcast, that mercury, because all the studies show it, is deadly poison and attacks fast-growing cells particularly and really zooms in, vectors in on the cerebral cortex and shows massive brain damage in children. We think it shouldn't be in the vaccines. We're radical, folks. We're radical and bad. And so don't listen to us, police officers out there. No, you're right. Cameras are good. Black ski masks are good. Checkpoints are good. Open borders are good while all that's happening. And just so drink your Diet Coke and drink your tap water and laugh at us and give your child all those mercury shots and smile about it. And when your child's in diapers at age 15 and you know, you wonder why your baby was healthy and happy and talking until you gave him the shots, just remember the New World Order loves you and just laugh at us. Just do it. Just go ahead. And GM foods are good. So just eat them. And, I'm going to be honest. I still do some because I'm lazy and dumb just like you. Let's just be fat scum. Good. I'm glad we're all in agreement. And the British government's not involved in the London bombings. No, they're not. Even though we're going to give you the latest details on that. Right after this quick break, the websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget InfoWars.net. Check it out today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver disease since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that in the last 10 years, the instances, the occurrence of cancer has doubled in the Western world? And it's a lot of different reasons and different things in the environment that are doing it. But a lot of the big ones are just the things that are in our food and water. And major studies out, aspartame, you know it is NutraSweet or equal, in over 9,000 foods that you give your children, why the Pedialyte's got it, that causes, in major studies, all different types of cancers, like leukemia. Oh, here, let's give our baby Pedialyte. You ever wondered why it's all the stuff for the kids, why bottled water for babies says fortified with fluoride? Ever notice that? Oh, or fortified with aspartame. It's good. And again, you just can't get your minds around that this is population control. You can't get your mind around it, that it's premeditated evil people in the government. You just cannot believe it. You cannot face it. You cannot deal with it. They know good and well what DU is going to do to Iraq, what it's going to do to Serbia and surrounding areas, to Afghanistan. They know what it's going to do to our troops, and they don't care. It'll be in the newspaper here and there in a few years, but nobody will get in trouble that DU is killing the troops en masse. It already is in the newspapers that it's killing them from the first Gulf War. And by the way, we did confirm this report. The state of Louisiana is about to provide free health screening for all of the vets from Gulf War 1 and 2 for DU. And the New York Daily News last year did a blood test on the troops and found they all had high levels of DU in them, and many of them are dying. But let's just ignore that. The government says it's good. It doesn't matter if their own manual says it's deadly poison and radioactive. The government says never mind that. That's a lie of Al-Qaeda. Just give up all your freedom. You know, I was thinking about private property. Private property is incredibly rare. In ancient societies, and even medieval societies and feudal societies, just 400, 500 years ago, 300 years ago, private property, even in those societies, was a very small class of nobles that were allowed to own property. And then even they only really rented it. They had to pay tribute to the sovereign or the king. And then about 250 years ago, in areas of Europe, the nobles began, in many cases, getting into trouble, getting decadent, getting dumbed down, getting corrupt. And they would loan out their property on loan to goldsmiths and others. And so goldsmiths got a lot of power, the pawn shops, and so they were able to get laws changed where commoners could own property. And then some people who weren't goldsmiths actually got to buy some private property as well. And then now we have the goldsmiths who replace the royalty. They're the international bankers. And they now are like kings. Their families are, just a few families, allied with some of the old royalty that still got money. And they're going after the general public being able to own private property. So private property has been this incredibly rare, incredibly precious, unknown thing until about 250 years ago. Just unknown. You would live basically as a sharecropper, as a steward on the land for the Lord. The Lord. Imagine having to call someone Lord. What we call God Lord. Lord. Oh, there's no tyranny. Again, our schools teach there's no tyranny. Government's good. Give up all your rights. Submit to everything. Anyone that questions the government is bad. All our founding fathers said was don't trust the government. All they said was guard your liberty. Okay, here's what's coming up. And we're going to go to Darren and Rodney and everybody. Your calls are coming up. Georgia claims Russia behind February bombings. That's the Moscow News. The evidence shows it. Drudge report, Bin Laden wants to poison the cocaine. This is the biggest piece of propaganda I've ever seen in my life. Pentagon blocks release of Abu Ghraib images. Oh, wonder why. Thought they were just blowing off steam, having some fun, killing people. Joseph Mengele was doing that too. Brazilians demand arrest over killing. Hundreds of relatives and friends of the Brazilian man shot to death in London after being mistaken for a terrorist, marched along the cobblestone streets of his hometown Monday, demanding the arrest of the British policeman who fired the fatal shots. Well, that might happen in Brazil, but not in England. They're sovereigns over there. They're gods. Over there, the government is God. The Queen is God. And the people lick boot. Now, they didn't until just a few years ago, since Runnymede in 1214 and then the Renaissance and developments in the last few hundred years, that wasn't the case. But no, now the government is God again. They've declaimed the tyrannical right of kings, just like our government. Our attorney general has said Bush is the law. He is literally King George III. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, our ancestors had to bow, had to kneel for the local noble, the local lord, and his henchmen, his minions, his local sheriff. And the motley crew that served the sheriff. And that was always hereditary. Imagine 20 generations of spoiled brats, walking around in their, with their policeman necklace and policeman hat on their heads. We're the constables shoving people around, having their way with your daughters, beating up your sons. I mean, don't your bones remember it? Doesn't your blood remember it? Doesn't your guts remember it? It hadn't been that long for blacks. Oh, no, it hasn't been that long for blacks. What, just 30, 40 years ago, can't drink out of that water fountain? Can't come in here and get a sandwich? You got to come around the back and go, can I please have a sandwich? Can I? Sure, we'll get you something when we feel like it. Yeah, you had to go around and try to find a colored bathroom. And, of course, normally they didn't have those 50 years ago. I mean, a big building might have one bathroom, period. So they had to go hide out in the woods or hold it. See, these are systems of control. So don't tell me we don't have tyranny. And don't tell me I shouldn't be upset and angry. And don't tell me I shouldn't be wanting to defend my liberties and my freedoms. All of these checkpoints, all of these roadblocks, It's about training you to be a slave, training you to line up and take orders, training you to be afraid, training you to feel second class. And the government calls themselves authorities, officials. You never hear servant anymore. You see, in America, it was the first time they were called servants. First time. Before that, it was officials, authorities, lords, noblemen. And it was the same in Japan as the same in England. Bowing your heads, being quiet, not standing up, not speaking out. Engineering you to be domesticated, good little slaves that follow orders. And now America had such prosperity, such plenty, that we became decadent and sordid and forgot where we came from. And now we've gone from the strongest and the smartest in the world to, I've looked at all the statistics, the fattest, the dumbest, the most mindless, the most uneducated, drooling fools, on average. On average. I mean, my father, you know, growing up on a farm, he can fix anything. He's got a work ethic, and he'll work 18 hours a day. He'll help you any way he can. He's incredible. And then I remember, you know, his dad and his mother, their work ethic, family was everything, that just what they would do. Just you know, never complaining. And then I look at myself. I don't know how to fix it. My dad tried to teach me, but I had TV, see, and I was hanging out with the other kids. He tried to teach me how to fix things, how to do things, and I know a lot of stuff, more than most, but nothing compared to him. And then I look at the young people today. I mean, they don't know anything. But you know what? One of these cops or one of these yuppies or one of these know-it-alls, they'll argue with you and tell you all about the Iraq War and tell you all about WMDs. And, folks, they don't know where the state capital is in the bordering state. They don't know who their state representative is in their district. They don't know who their federal representative is. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. I use the example, most Americans in major polls cannot find Iraq on a map. Adults can't find it. They don't know how. I can find almost everything on a map, and I'm dumb compared to just normal middle-class ancestors I had. Have you tried to read a newspaper from 100 years ago? The words are 14 feet long. I can't read half of them. I'm a blithering moron. And see, that's why I'm freaked out, folks. I don't have some sardonic view because I'm more informed than 99.9% of people. I'm freaked out. I'm just a normal good old boy who's street smart and knows history. And I sit here and I watch the attitudes of these people. And I see history repeating itself and classical tyranny being put into place. We're going to go to Paul Watson with an update. Then we're going to go to Derek and Roger and many others that are holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Before I go to Paul, the time has come, the time is now to stop procrastinating and order my documentary films. The rumors end, the documentation begins. And the best videos I produced are 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, and then my newest, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State. And both those videos are miniseries. One is 3 hours long, the other is almost 3 hours long, Road to Tyranny. And they all are mini docs, strung together, connected, giving you the big picture and then also zooming into detail. It's the history of governments carrying out terror to blame it on their enemies and how they carried out 9/11. And yeah, it takes two films to cover it, and you'll be an expert, and your neighbors will be experts. And if you haven't gotten the videos, please get them. Please make copies. Please get them out to people. It also makes this broadcast possible. You can call toll-free to get the films. They can answer all your questions, or they can tell you about all the different discounts, over 75% off on some of our best videos like American Dictators right now. Huge discounts on all the films when you get multiple copies. We want you to get the word out. Here's the toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the best way to order the videos, you can watch video clips of them, lengthy clips. I mean, I got half of Martial Law up on InfoWars for free. You can order them via the Safe Secure shopping cart, read about the films, look at all the different specials. And I got a whole bookstore. I got a bunch of other videos we carry, like the new one about chemical and biological testing on U.S. troops and the American people, all the public admissions. You can watch the trailer right there on InfoWars.com for Beyond Treason. Joyce Riley and others have put out, her great director, William Lewis. So I hope that you get that video that we're now offering that just came out. So InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or 1-888-253-3139. And last but not least, Paul Watson, the guy that runs it for us, along with Steve Watson, along with Dwayne Coots, we have PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, before we get into London and the latest developments, tell folks in a nutshell about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, it's probably the best subscription website of its kind out there. Every one of your documentary films in full, different formats, dial-up, broadband, every major audio interview from the Alex Jones Show, my book, your book, weekly reports. Well, it's not even weekly. It's normally two a week, so we've got an entire library of those reports up there.
TV reports, yeah.
Since we started the website April last year. We just added Loose Change, which is one of the latest 9/11 films. That's excellent. We added the hate crimes video, so we've got dozens of videos by other authors as well. So for 15 cents a day, if you subscribe for a year, you can just download everything and then cancel if that's what you want to do. You could get everything for $5.95.
That's right. We have monthly subscriptions that are $5.95 or 19 cents a day, yearly subscriptions that are 15 cents a day. You basically get 3 months free when you do that. And, Paul, almost everybody that signed up over a year ago, most of, 90-plus percent of them, signed back up.
That's right. It's, I mean, you can cancel at any time, but it's an auto-renewal system. And the vast majority do keep renewing because they like the content that's already up there, and it continues to be added on a daily basis.
Well, I mean, usually it's $5.95 or $10.95 a month just for one thing, you know, just to hear archives or something, which is still a good deal. But, I mean, this is just everything. So I hope folks take advantage of it. Paul, let's get into the guy they killed first. Very suspicious, just everything surrounding this. The Brazilians are calling for the secret police to be arrested, who now we learn 7 shots in the head and 1 in the chest. That's one Scotland Yard report. The other is that they shot him just 7 times in the head. Fill us in on that.
Well, it's actually 8 times in the head, and this is the thing, because...
Well, there's different reports, so I'm in.
I wrote an article on Friday night, License to Kill, Police Murder in Broad Daylight, Nobody Batters an Eyelid. And at the time, they were saying that they shot the guy 5 times in the back or the torso area. And that's what the eyewitnesses were saying as well.
There's a whole bunch of witnesses that said they shot him in the chest.
Yeah, so I reported the discrepancy. If they think the guy's got a suicide bomb, and then there were other eyewitness reports of him wearing a bomb belt and wires coming out of his jacket, which were obviously planted now in the aftermath, why would they shoot him in that area if it could have triggered the bomb? And then I got emails attacking me today saying, you misreported it. They shot him 8 times in the head. You said they shot him in the back and torso. I was only relating what BBC and all the British papers were reporting on Friday.
Well, Paul, it's time for you to write 3 or 4 paragraphs at the top, because that story's linked everywhere, and update that. And then say, you know, here's an average email. We reported what they said on Friday, and it's time to add in the new stuff about him shooting him 8 times, and to add in the new stuff about... He fits a military profile. I got a sneaking suspicion they may have been getting rid of a patsy.
Well, yeah, and the point is they just changed the story outright from shooting him in the back and torso to the head. And in the space of 2 days, they just changed the story because people were raising questions. If they'd shot him in the chest, then they knew he didn't have a bomb.
You know,
they change back to the head.
I wish folks that were nitpicking at us would notice that we put that out the day after they killed it, or the day they killed it, excuse me. So I don't understand what they're talking about. The government said that the witnesses said that they'd shot him in the chest. Then you point that out, and they change the story. So it's just mindless. It's totally mindless. We also got attacked by Channel 4. You wrote a detailed article about that. And notice in the article it starts out by saying, oh, look at these guys at PrisonPlanet.com. You know, they were saying before the identities were made public that it was, the drills and the government did it. Oh, look, they're disproven. No, we said in our article they were about to produce patsies. So just because they produced patsies means nothing. One of the, quote, patsies they produced, you got to add this, Paul. Well, we haven't done this. One of the patsies they produced, it turns out, is the wrong person. Just like on 9/11. So, I mean, it's just crazy the type of stuff they try to do. And then the very neocon blogs out there posing as liberals, you know, that attacked us for talking about the drills, well, they're now saying it's an inside job. So it's amazing.
Well, yeah, and then you've got a grainy video which has several discrepancies in
that. Yeah, go over that video for folks.
Well, yeah, it's the classic video shot of the four of them. I think it's exiting Luton. And the railings, which are behind the person who's walking in front of the camera, in places on his body, are in fact in front of his body. So it seems like a bad Photoshop job, to say the least. Maybe those clues were meant to be put in there. I don't see why they'd do it so sloppily. Kind of like this secondary attack, which seems to me that it must have been a copycat because it was so sloppy in the way that none of the four bombs went off that, MI5 or whoever wouldn't make that kind of mistake, which is why Blair came out immediately after and basically said nothing to worry about. Contrast that with his statements after the first bombing, which were so carefully prepared, scripted and acted, then we can tell from that this second attack or attempted attack seems to be a copycat exercise, if only to get questions about the first attack off the front pages of the newspapers. But the major development over the weekend was that one of the eyewitnesses and police who were on the scene yards away from the Aldgate train bombing reported that the bomb was in fact under the train, wasn't in a backpack. We got the quote from the Cambridge Evening News. Quote, the policeman said, mind that hole, that's where the bomb was. The metal was pushed upwards as if the bomb was underneath the train. They seem to think the bomb was left in a bag, but I don't remember anybody being where the bomb was or any bag. And that from a witness who was yards away. So it obviously lends more weight to the inside job covered by the drill explanation.
Well, you got to get an article out on that too, Paul. And also what they do is they skirted and hung drapes all over these trains and hauled them off secretly. Same thing with the bus. I mean, why not show us? I mean, when it is a actual terrorist doing something, which happens once in a blue moon occasionally in the West, more often in the Middle East, they will show you the aftermath. They will show you the carnage. But, in fact, in all these big IRA bombings, they would show up-close wreckage. But they're not doing that here, Paul.
Well, exactly, and we see all the CCTV shots of the bombers before the bombs went off, but no footage of the actual bombing. If you compare that to 9/11, where the planes are seen flying into the towers a million times over. But the only way you can get that kind of access, obviously, this is what happened with Madrid, is to plant and secure the bomb underneath the train and not get caught in the act, as if you have permission.
That's what happened in Madrid.
Exactly.
That's right. The blast point showed it was under the train. Oh, Paul, you got to get those photos and put all that together.
So
we did get video of that.
You'd have to have some kind of permission from London Underground to work under the train. Obviously, they would have been told it was part of the drill. Remember the article we had about the bus driver who said for security reasons they always had the same contractor inspect the cameras, but in the days before the 7/7 attack it was a different group and that they took two full days just to check the cameras at one bus station, you know, a job that normally takes hours.
And then a day and a half before the 7/7 bombings in Sheffield where you live, they called in all the buses and were searching them for bombs and then tried to make up stories and lie about it.
Yeah, so we have a situation whereby the Patsy bombers are told it's a drill, and even if they have real explosives loaded in their backpacks or not, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really make a difference. I mean, you could have bombs in both the backpacks and underneath the train, because as we know from all these kind of incidents, they like to have secondary devices in case the first ones don't work for whatever reason.
Get rid of the Patsy, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Patsies could have been on there just with basic backpacks with no bombs in
them. Well, it's like OKC. You got the Ryder truck blows up, and the bigger blast inside blows it all out across the street. 9/11 planes crash, then the secondaries go off. It's always the same, Paul.
Yeah, and obviously the chance that some of these Patsies could have escaped, therefore explaining the killings on 7/7 and with this Brazilian guy on Friday.
Yeah, he looks so military. I mean, perfect double. Stay there, Paul. I want to get into the shooting, and then we'll take calls. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Derek and Ron and Kyle and many others, your calls are coming up. Immediately when we start the next hour, Paul Watson is going to be leaving us here in just a few minutes. Webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and TV. Paul, this Brazilian. Now, I don't speculate a lot, but unfortunately when we do speculate, our hunches are normally correct. And I look at all these different points. He looks like the military type. He's 27 years old. Very serious individual, supposedly an electrician. He's looking like he's scared, running away. Special forces types run in, sit on him. It's as if he knows it's the end. They kill him. Okay? And then we have reports on day one, back on 7-7, of police shooting bombers that where bombs didn't go off. And that was in Reuters, folks. All of this going on, raids on houses, gunshots going off in houses. Some of the reports, these aren't even Arabs or Middle Easterners or Central Asians. You know, they're not Muslims. They're going into other people's houses. We know the globalists love to hire out of Central and South America. I don't know, but it's very suspicious that highly trained special police would just go shoot this guy so many times, you know, giving him 8 taps to the head. Very, very suspicious, Paul.
Well, that's right. I mean, the first impression of it is you've got 15 to 20, depending on what source you read, it could even be more, plainclothes police. You don't even know they're police. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but running towards you with guns shouting at you. This guy's from Brazil, which has one of the most corrupt police forces in the world. What would you do? You'd run. And then there's the eyewitness statements that he didn't run onto the train as if to, you know, try and bomb it. If he had a bomb in his backpack or on his belt, they pushed him into the train and then they tripped him up and shot him in the head 8 times. The apology comes out, but at the same time, the Metropolitan Police say, we are willing to kill more innocent people. Just blasé about it, out in the open, not even trying to justify their own actions. So, I mean, whether this guy was part of the drill or not, the basic story behind his death should really worry us all. I mean, if it had been a white guy born in England, then the uproar would have been massive, but as it is, nobody seems to care.
Well, I mean, I did hear it yesterday on the radio. I did hear Blair, the police chief, same name as the prime minister, folks, saying, well, it's sad it happened, but we'll do it again. And Blair said that. We got to get that on tape, by the way, Paul. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So nobody's safe. Paul, on Friday, folks should be looking for some special reports here on the show, shouldn't they?
That's right, yeah. We're going to get up close and personal, to say the least, to this entire story and really get to the heart of the matter. So whereas we were just looking in from the outside, this weekend it's going to be hardcore documentation down there in London.
Well, Paul, I wish you luck over there. All right, well, I appreciate you, bro. Anything else in the last 60 seconds of this hour?
Well, we put out a Warning to the World article about a week, 10 days ago, calling on governments to expose government-sponsored terrorism. So it's interesting today that
we've had Iran and Georgia do it.
Yeah, Georgian government has come out and said that Russia has been engaging in terrorism to try and destabilize their government. So, either by proxy or not, maybe by the 100-monkey syndrome, then people are really starting to speak out about state-sponsored terror.
Yeah, and Iran, one of their top leaders, he didn't say Israel. He said the British government,
right,
which was really different. All right, Paul, good job, and toodaloo, see you soon.
See ya.
We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.